And in terms of finding out whether we're 20% under budget or 19.8% under budget is less important than taking measures to improve our income. So I would hope that this finance committee get out of the realm of minute details and into the realm of creative thinking to improve income.
Jamie.
Okay, thank you, Grace. Okay, Alberto.
Grace has mentioned, and this is something that we're doing at our station, Grace has mentioned that it seems like 20% of the pledges for the fund drives, we're not making it by 20%. One of the statistics that continuously and every so often surface is that out of the pledges that get pledged, we only have an 80% fulfillment rate. One of the things that we're doing at T is that we have launched an effort by the local board and the local finance committee to go and chase the 20% of pledges that are not fulfilled. I think this experiment was started in New York by Mr. Brown. We have adopted it at KPFT, and we're being extremely successful. I want to point out that is not even low-lying fruit as it relates to fundraising. That's fruit that's already come in, and we just need to go pick it up. So as Grace is calling for innovations in bringing in more money, I want to suggest to everybody that there is a sizable number of dollars of pledges that do not get fulfilled because there's nobody to follow after them. There's not enough staff people in the local offices to go and call the pledges, the persons that have pledged and have not fulfilled. And it's a wonderful project for the local station board to go out. And we are doing it at least twice a week at KPFT, calling in our pledges, and we're getting very good results. And I am hoping that we can get up to 95% fulfillment rate very quickly, and that will help us tremendously in bridging that gap of the unfulfilled pledges, which runs around 20% network-wide. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Alberto. You know, if you guys have any, whatever data you guys have, if you can produce any report to increase fulfillment rate due to the phone calling program, that would be good to because right now we can't budget or ask people to make you need numbers in order to make plans and make recommendations.
Okay.
Right. Thank you, Alberto. So, and anyway, folks, we have this language suggested by Sherry that we send to. I guess we have to.
Jamie, is everybody is he fuzzing out or is it my phone?
No, it's fuzzy to me too.
Sounds like you're on a cordless phone, Jamie. That's getting some interference.
Oh, sorry, I moved it to a different place.
Much better.
Sorry. Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, I was just saying that we have this language suggested by Sherry regarding our response to what we know right now, which I believe we have to send to the PNB. And I'll read it to you one more time, and if there's no objection to it, we'll pass this on, which is that recent fund drives indicate that the fast cash flow shortages are worsening. Once hard data is known, we will send a request for adjustments in previously approved budgets for fiscal 2009. Is there any objection to us forwarding this to the NFC, forwarding this to the PNB?
I think that we should make it a formal motion. And with that, I make the motion that we send this recommendation to the National Board.
Brian okay. here.
Yes. Okay, Brian.
Sorry, I'm getting a little fuzzy because I'm tired. My concern would only be I don't want the language to in any way indicate that we want proactive managers to wait for action from the board before they take steps to address this. I mean, if they're doing their jobs, they should already be thinking about new revenues or cuts. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, can you think of one more sentence that would make that clear?
I'm sorry. Can you read it back to me one more time?
Recent fund drives indicate that the cash flow shortages are worsening. Once hard data is known, we will send requests for adjustments in previously approved budgets for fiscal 09. You could have one more sentence, something like...
In the meantime, we urge you to consider that, you know, something...
To consider taking steps to reduce costs,
yes,
and increase revenue now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Brian?
I mean, the original intent, as you framed it, Jamie, was to ask the stations to start developing contingency plans. That doesn't actually require hard data. You know what I mean? You don't need hard data to start planning for the worst.
In the meantime, we urge management to
make all efforts possible to increase income.
To make all efforts possible. Okay.
To increase income
and reduce spending. Increase revenue. Income. Okay, income. And reduce spending.
I'd like to add an amendment to that or further language.
Okay. In the meantime, we need something like as soon as possible. Does that sound good? Is that too,
mm-hmm,
crazy?
How about, mm-hmm, yesterday?
As soon,
yeah,
as possible.
Immediately. To immediately.
Immediately. Okay. To immediately. I mean, this is, I believe, that's the right word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, Grace?
I'd like to suggest we add in there that suggest that the normal processes and procedures for needed to implement improved revenue generation be relaxed for a period of at least 3 months with the approval of the board, so that...
What does that mean?
That means that if certain important programming changes need to be done, they don't have to go through two board committees delaying the needed improvements for a period of between 2 months and forever, that the procedures be streamlined, giving the GMs and program directors a little more latitude to make rapid changes because we're in an emergency financial situation. In other words, giving board support, as long as the GMs report what they're doing to the national board and the board can intervene if necessary, giving the GMs more latitude to spend their time and efforts to address this emergency situation by relaxing the normal procedures and practices just for a short term amount of time, so that the needed changes can be made rapidly.
So are you suggesting that the Finance Committee recommend to the National Board that programming changes can be made solely by the General Manager as an effort to increase fundraising, for instance, for those shows that don't appear to have audience and don't generate income, money-losing shows? Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm suggesting, I mean, you know, we have to always have in mind conformity to the Pacifica mission, but we also need to be sensitive to the fact that our financial woes are becoming almost insurmountable.
Great.
So
my question is, are you saying that the general managers, are you recommending that they have the power to remove programming that has not generated income and replace it with programming that either has a proven track record and or that may generate income, such as the new show on in L.A., without going through the normal programming decisions? That's all I'm asking.
I would at least suggest that the place on the grid can be flexible. That's number one. In other words, in prime time, highest peak listener, potential listener slots on the grid, that a show with very poor listenership be moved out of drive time into a less ideal position, a less strategic position on the grid. That's not removing a show, it's moving its location on the grid. Things, adjustments of that nature.
Grace?
Summer, can I say something?
First I'll call on Summer, but I'm wondering, Grace, can we sort of encapsulate this idea in a very few words by saying something? We already urged management to make efforts to reduce income and increase spending. Can we say, comma, including immediate programming adjustments?
Why don't you take out immediate and just say programming adjustment?
Including programming adjustment. That would, because I'm a little worried that, you know, detailing programming policy changes, it takes us a little out of our bailiwick here. I mean, that's a question that should be looked at by the National Board and its committees. I'm not sure we could urge them, you know.
The board is specifically excluded from programming decisions. So our role in this would be to support general managers, from what I understand Grace saying, if they make a decision. The board is prohibited from interfering with those programming decisions. This is a national governing board, not a national micromanaging or managing board. So I'm trying to be clear about what Grace's idea is. Is she saying that general managers or program directors and general managers would have more autonomy, independent of the procedures that apply now, to experiment with programming shifts when there are programs in prime time that simply are not meeting their financial burden or obligation to the rest of the programming grid?
Excellent wording. I like that very much.
If somebody could write that down, we could add it. Summer had her hand up.
I just wanted to support the idea. What it sounds like she's going for is that we support flexibility, that the management have the flexibility to make intelligent decisions since we're in financial hot water. We're not trying to affect which programming or saying remove programming, but that, you know, yes. I like the way you phrased it also, Sherry.
I have no idea what I said.
But that we want to support them in having that flexibility to make necessary adjustments to programs that may or may not be, you know,
Brian,
helping to keep the station solvent even, you know.
Yeah. Renee, please get on the stack, folks.
Okay, Brian?
As I understand it, this is actually a motion to empower managers at stations where programming decisions might be encumbered by things like programming committees or program councils.
They do that all the time.
Yeah, and she sounds like she was just doing it for a limited time to see how it works, too, you know.
My question is, if this is something specifically suspending existing procedures or empowering managers, if you want to put it in a separate motion from one that's just kind of putting them on notice to get their act together. Do you know what I mean? I agree with that, because I don't really like...
Do we have the power to
suggest?
Make a resolution to... I would disagree with suggesting that they suspend the regular rules on programming decisions. I wouldn't agree with that.
Okay. And with regard to your question, do we have the power? No, we don't. We're a committee of the Pacifica National Board.
So we suggest.
But the National Board does have power to do many things. Okay. And was there anybody else on the stack here? Alberto?
Yeah, that I accept all of the amendments to my motion. Friendly. They all were friendly. And that I would like for us to take action on it so that we can move on. Like you mentioned, it's almost 11 o'clock your time.
Okay, well, Brian had suggested, I actually agree that if we're going to have all this extra wording, I don't have the wording for the part that Grace and Sherry were working out there.
Oh, our Palmas had it.
Yeah, I like Sherry's wording. I think we all really liked Sherry's wording.
I did.
Better than my wording. Strike my wording. See if we can remember Sherry's, and let's just go with that.
Are Paul, do you have anything like that, or do we have to...
Too many people talking at once there, so what I have...
Won't it be up on the stream? Isn't
so
it
what
gonna
I
work?
Have is saying that the managers have more autonomy independent of current procedures. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah, but I don't agree with that.
Brian here?
Well, that's not what it was.
Okay,
but I don't have actual
ahead.
Wording.
I think the sense of the motion... Not what Sherry said, but I think the sense of the motion is to suspend for 3 months any committee procedures that might encumber the ability of station managers to make quick and decisive programming changes to enhance fundraising.
Good wording. Can you say that again for our poll?
Okay, so let's put this as part B.
Right.
Suspend for 3 months. For 3 months,
committee procedures that might encumber station managers from changing...
From taking quick and decisive action to change programming
that might
in order to enhance revenues.
That might encumber managers... From taking quick and decisive action regarding programming changes.
In order to enhance revenues.
To increase.
Same difference.
Okay, I'll tell you what I have.
Oh, okay.
Well, Paul, why don't you tell us what you have?
Okay, I'll tell you what I have. Let's see. To suspend for 3 months committee procedures that might encumber station managers from taking quick and decisive action regarding programming changes in order to increase revenues.
Excellent.
That sounds good.
I like that a lot.
It'll create a howl, but it sounds good.
That's okay.
You know, there's already a howl.
Of course.
You guys were at the national board meeting. We had people who drove down there from Berkeley to shriek about the fact that we filled empty slots with the station with programs from LA and New York without going through a program council process.
Of course, but we need to stay in business in order for people to howl. So.
You know, they're both raising money than what came before them.
Okay, so this is what we have as part A and part B. Part A, hold on, the dog's barking. Recent fund drives indicate that the cash flow shortages are worsening. Let me shut the door. Once hard data is known, we will send requests for adjustments in previously approved budgets for fiscal year 09. In the meantime, we urge management to immediately make all efforts possible to increase income and reduce spending. B, we also recommend that the PNB... We recommend that the PNB suspend for 3 months committee procedures.
No.
We recommend that the PNB authorize.
Support. Authorize the suspension.
No, you're asking the PNB to take action to suspend these things.
Yes.
Managers, to support the managers.
I mean, you're basically saying to the managers, the buck stops with you, and we're giving you the power you need to do your job.
Okay.
So no excuses.
We're just recommending that to the PNB, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's where we're a recommending body. We recommend the PNB support manage. What's the beginning of part B? I don't know what that word
we
should
also,
be.
Also, well, I have also recommend, but if it's going to be, okay, I'll read it as also.
So
also
what do you
recommend
have our...
that the PNB that I have to suspend. Because that's the way we have.
I got it. The PNB recommend to the general managers that they suspend.
Okay.
I thought the point was for the PNB to suspend things
right.
That might encumber the.
Yeah.
Because there's gray areas, you know, like there's places where a local station board may have set up a programming procedure. The bylaws are very ambiguous about whether the local station board can trump the general manager on programming policy. But they're clear that the ultimate authority is the PNB. Over both those actors.
So we're asking the PNB to suspend the current structure in order to empower the managers to take this decisive action.
Let me read it this way. We also recommend that the PNB suspend for 3 months committee procedures.
Any committee procedures.
Committee what?
Any.
My wording was any.
Any.
Procedures.
A-N-Y. Suspend for 3 months any committee procedures that might encumber station managers from taking quick and decisive action regarding programming changes in order to increase revenue. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, so does everybody agree with this motion? Is there any objections?
I don't.
Can
you
we
don't
tack on
agree?
One?
Agree.
That part about the suspending the rules, that's the part I don't agree with.
Well, my manager changes his programs whenever he wants to. But having said that, can we eliminate the word committee? Any committee? Can
any
we just eliminate the word committee?
Any procedures, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And also, could we possibly tack on at the end in a friendly way to address the current fiscal crisis or emergency? Because there will be people that think this is merely in order to, like, vitiate the power of committees to deal with programming and won't get the point that, you know, we're hemorrhaging here.
Okay, what's that language there?
Just at the very, where it said, R. Paul, could you read the very last part of it?
In order to increase revenue.
In order to increase revenue to address the current fiscal crisis or emergency.
Financial crisis.
There you go. You know what I mean? So that people don't think, this is some underhanded attack on programming. It's not. It's because we're bleeding here.
Okay.
It's purely,
we have now a two-part motion. One person on the committee does not support this two-part motion, so we need to take a vote.
All right. She didn't support part A. You want to bifurcate the vote?
Okay.
Yeah.
She didn't support part B.
B, excuse me.
Okay. Well, we could divide the question. Okay. Is there any objection to part A of this motion regarding requesting management to make all efforts to increase income and reduce spending?
No.
No objection. Okay, and then part B, there is an objection, so I believe, R. Paul, can you call the roll on part B?
Yeah, let me get into this. This will not be in alphabetical order, and it will be a little slower than usual. So, on this second part, Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Yes.
Sherry Gendelman.
Yes.
LaVarne Williams.
Yes.
Renee Bowser.
No, on part B.
Alberto Luera.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Hard to say. Pass. Summer Reese.
Yes.
James Ross.
I'm going to abstain.
I'll give a very reluctant yes. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses, 1 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, excellent work.
I move for adjournment and that the chair select, the pro tem chair select the next meeting date.
Okay, I will poll the committee by email.
Okay, and I also move that the unfinished items on the agenda be carried over to be a priority on the next agenda.
Okay.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie and R. Paul, for stepping up.
Yes, thank you, Brian, for giving that report, which was very...
Excellent.
Yes.
Como siempre.
Okay, so I'll talk to you all next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye.